Blog Talk Radio.
You, hey, y'all already know what this is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. We here, my bro Dre. Three letter me, we live and direct. What's good, my G?
What's good, my brother, man? How you, my nigga?
Pretty good, bro. How you been?
I'm chilling, bro. You already know what it is, man.
Man, we got a good guest coming on, man.
Hey, sir.
Mm-hmm. We have a really good guest. But before the guest comes on, definitely going to be reviewing a couple battles. One battle, and then we're going to get into a quick recap of a couple of a battler's career. It's a new thing that we're going to be doing here, brought to you by Three Letterman, my bro Dre, here. Going to make this shit happen. Mm-hmm. But before that, get right into this battle, Dre. Just dropped not too long ago on Smack URL. Prez Mafia versus Nun Nun dropped. I believe this was from Born Legacy, if I'm not mistaken. It was from Born Legacy.
You're absolutely right, sir.
Prez Mafia versus Nun Nun. I watched it. You and I conversed about it a little bit before doing this review today. What did you think about it?
Well, first off, Prez Mafia, a.k.a. the originator of the PG Step. What is this? Prez's second battle on URL since the stealing of the bars, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got Nun Nun, Hunger Games, representing North Carolina. Nun Nun, to me, brings the intensity, the aggression. Only thing with Nun Nun, Timbo, he doesn't clearly win battles. Like, he does his thing, but to me, he doesn't win his battles. And Prez is the more experienced between the two. Nun Nun decides to go first. I thought he should have let the coin flip, but that's another story. That's neither here nor there. I did like how Nun Nun sets it off. Hey, Smack, since when did the innovators start following the imitators? So fuck that coin toss, because we ain't with Prez flipping or some shit like that. I like how he set off his round and shit. The Corey and Peter gun line, I thought that was dope. Fucking up big words don't make you rich, homie. I thought that was cool. The whole Prez Mafia impersonation, I thought that was hilarious. That's like what Cassie was impersonating Disaster. It was hilarious to me. The Dr. Jekyll, that's why I hide my bars. I thought that was funny. Yo, niggas slept on Nun Nun's Reasonable Doubt scheme, my nigga. That shit was fire. Man, that was fire. It made me think, like, there was some young niggas in there, 15, 17-year-old niggas in there, because that whole Reasonable Doubt scheme, I had to rewind that shit back, Nun Nun. I could appreciate that, my G, for real. I was fucking with that. Talked about Prez getting his rhymes from Mr. Merrick. And Prez, you got to know, you're always going to get attacked for the Mr. Merrick stealing of the bars,
always,
man. Always.
That's just the stigma, my nigga. People
so I thought it was solid round by Nun Nun, Timbo. Talk to me. What you thought?
I agree with you. I thought it was a solid round. I would say there was a few dry spots. Not bad, though. I'm not extremely familiar with Nun Nun. I'm not going to say that like I watch all dudes' battles. But, yeah, it was a good round. A few dry spots, though, at the end of it. But the solid, man. Like you said, some of the schemes were fire, too, on his shit. And it was good, though. Beatable, like I say. But good.
Prez, first round, Prez come out the, you know, Mr. Wu does. He comes out with aggression. Grip of Tech, I'm giving you Nun Nun. I thought that was cool. Prez addressed people saying his career is over. I like that. The Beetlejuice line, that was cool. I do like Prez Mafia's cadence. Sometimes his voice box, sometimes could be annoying sometimes. Got to keep it real. The Meth Lab line, I thought that was dope. The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy sitting with a bald head. Now you Angela Yee. That was cool. Prez controlled the room to me, Timbo. He made fun of himself with the I bite nigga shit. You bark, I bite nigga. I thought that was funny.
You made
jokes on him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So I thought it was a solid round from Prez Mafia.
Yeah. That's what you can do. And that's what I like, though. That he kind of, all right, this happened. Let me implement this, you know. I'm not gonna take myself too seriously, but yeah, I was definitely surprised, man. His bars were crazy. It seems like to me, we mentioned his voice. It seems like to me he's toned it down on the voice a little bit. I know maybe you didn't think that as much.
Right.
But I think he did. I think he did a little bit. He toned it down. So that's
talk to me, Tim. Who got the first round?
It's tough. It's really tough. I'm saying Prez did.
Yeah, I'm going Prez. Nothing from none at all. I thought none first round was solid, but I just thought Prez intensity, the aggression, the controlling of the room, the cadence he had in his bars, and making fun of himself. I gave him round one. Round two, none sets it off his second round. I thought he sets it. One thing I like about none's first round and second round Timbo is the way he sets it off. Like, you know, sometimes it takes people a long time to get to the punch or get to the setup. I thought he was straight direct. Will I Kill a Faggot is a strap from Orlando, Florida line. That was dope. Even Prez, he nodded in approval and shit. What I like about the beginning of none, like I said, he's fighting back. The Trump support line, I thought that was dope, man. Yo, I thought he did his thing, though, man. I thought he did his thing.
Yeah, I thought his second was good. I thought his first was better, though. He had some good bars in his second, but it wasn't as good as his first to me.
Yeah, the DNA stain fucked Prez. The DNA stain fucked Prez up, like Monica Lewinsky line. I thought that was cool. The shaking in light, like epilepsy, I thought that was cool, too. What I noticed about Nunn, he says a lot of shit that you might not catch in the building. I think he's more of a dude on camera. I don't know if you feel me on that. You know what I mean? The retarded baby's drop on his head was cool. You can hear someone in the audience saying that was fire. So niggas is fucking with Nunn, man. He had a solid second round. Best second round. What he said, AU coat, bring a whole new meeting, a flight jacket. I thought that was cool. I bought a pound for you. It's the up escalator because you ain't going to nowhere if I don't run down on you. I thought that was fire. The key sweat line was fire. The Nina box was solid. Press to me was going in. He was more fluid, had more energy, and he was more consistent in the second round. So I give Prez Mafia the second round.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And I thought he was more consistent going in from his first to his second, whereas none fell off a bit from the first to second. I thought Prez kept it more consistent, and his bars were still hitting, to be honest with you. His bars were still fucking hitting, so I'm giving him a second also.
Third round, none goes in to shut down Troy Avenue, Troy Angle. That was dope. Using Smack's name is Troy also. The John Steel line, that was dope. Talked about Prez Wu-Sah after the defeat bar. How you Wu-Sah after you said a defeat bar. Talked about Prez teeth. That whole scheme about Prez's teeth was hilarious to me. This is not exclusive. I need two Hennies to the stage. Talk about exclusive vodka and shit.
Had
a solid third round. What you talk about his third round, Timbo?
His third round was actually, I like to say, it was his second best round to me. I thought it went a first, third, a second. It was solid, but going into Prez's third, I felt that Prez was going to get this one too if he stayed consistent. Like I said, he did in the first and second. So, yeah, I thought it was good, but definitely not his best.
Beatable.
Yes, of course.
Prez's third round, the vitamin mineral line, that was cool. The John Sireboy line, that was cool. I like Prez Flow a lot in his third round. That Peep and Tom line was cool. The Tropicana giving out 3 for 5s. It was crazy. And then he got personal, Timbo. Then he got personal. Talk about Nunna's wife, ex-wifey. We said all mouth, no teeth. But there's wisdom to it. She had a tongue out more than a Kiss reunion.
Bars.
I thought once Prez got to the personals, Timbo, and if you look at it was a lot of haymakers in those personals, my nigga. A lot of haymakers in those personals. When you put that bitch on the Av, obviously he's talking about Av when Av and none battled. That was crazy.
Yeah.
He said, my bro show off is getting mopped, my nigga, getting that T-shirt over the head. You know that under the top, my nigga. Like, that shit was crazy, bro. I got to go with Prez Mafia. 3-0. Nobody bad. just clearly won all three rounds and shit. The body bag was in the building, but it was in the car. In my Reed Dollar's voice,
yeah.
It was in the car. But
it was in the car.
3-0.
It was in the car.
3-0. Prez Mafia. Dope Prez
I'm
Mafia
going,
too. I keep it real.
I'm going 3-0-2. Like you said, the body bag was in the vicinity.
Right.
It was. There was a hint of it in the air, as you could say.
Right.
But I'm going. Hold on. Let me try to get my thoughts together. I guess this is as close as you kind of get to it being a body bag without it not being a body bag.
Body bag, right?
Yeah, it was
so,
close, but definitely it was a clear win. Clear win for Prez, in my opinion.
Yeah. So
definitely
I wouldn't mind seeing Prez and a person that we interviewed a couple months ago, New Jersey Twerk.
Uh-oh. Ooh, I'm not mad at that battle. I like it.
It's kind of a wax on, wax off.
With some consulting shit. I like this. Prez
well,
and Twerk. Make that shit happen.
Yeah, to be fair, because the nigga Twerk was on Hip Hop Is Real, and he said that, I mean, it's funny, on our show, he said he looked up to Johnny Alcatraz, but then he also said on Hip Hop Is
yeah.
Real that he looked up to Prez Mafia, so I wouldn't mind seeing Prez and this cat get it in, you know what I mean? So,
I agree.
That's what it
I
is.
I agree with that.
You might have lost my nigga, but ain't nothing hold your head too high. You can't hold your head too
yeah.
low on. Bounce back, my
dude. I agree. That's what it's all about. Shout out to these dudes, man. Smack URL. The battle is out right now. Prez Mafia versus None. Go check that shit out, man.
Mm.
Now, battle review out of the way. I know my bro Dre, I'm going to let him explain what we're going to do right now. It's a little bit different. I love this idea. And it kind of showcases, I guess, an artist each time when we do this. So I'm going to let him explain it. My bro Dre, the floor is yours, my G. Let the people know.
Well, here's the thing, man. You know, you hear a lot of times battle rappers say that people don't show them love and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is an angle for me, my bro, to shed light. You know, we're not going to sit there and kiss their ass on everything we say. We're going to give pros and cons, but it's also dissecting their career and what we thought about them when they come up, when did we first start watching them, what battles did we like from this person, do they have any classics under their belt, and, you know, this is
mm-hmm.
what we do.
I agree.
Hitman Holla, first off the bat. Timbo, when I say the name Hitman Holla, what does that mean to battle rap, and what does that mean to you as a battle rap fan, my G?
What it means to me in battle rap is some of the greatest rounds ever is what really comes to mind. You can always count on there being something crazy in a Hitman battle. You know, like I said, whether, you know, a round, anything like that, I feel that that's what he brings. And you know, you can always count, like I said, on him bringing that. Now, battle rap-wise, I mean, come on. It's the Midwest movement. Like, this is one of those dudes that came up.
Right.
What brings to my mind is Rich Dollars comes to my mind when I think about Hitman.
You're talking about Braids Hitman Holla.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is that old shit. That old shit. And, I mean, one of my favorite lines from him is he was like, I'll go to where your kid at, get him kidnapped, take him to a bridge, make him leapfrog where a bridge at. And that was against Rich. That shit was mean, man. That was cold as hell. And that was like, man, that was one of my favorites. But I personally feel some of the best rounds in URL, in battle rap, period. Don't even
history.
Matter about URL. Battle rap history, energy, bringing that out, show out, you know, those things
right.
come to mind, you know, bringing in someone to kind of help you. I mean, just crazy, remixing it. Like, all that shit comes to mind. You know, he innovated a lot of stuff. Yeah, he innovated a lot of stuff in the battle rap, you know? and bringing that kind of style into it. But definitely those things really, really do come to mind when I think about Hitman. What about you?
What's the battle? Well, for me, Hitman Holler, when I think of Hitman Holler, I think of one of the top three live performers ever in battle rap history. I think of Energy.
Sure.
I think of, like you said, a dude that was in the Midwest Movement. Obviously, like Calico, Midwest Miles, X Factor, Verb, and all these brothers at the forefront. And, you know, Verb was probably, you could say, the ringleader of the Midwest Movement. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'd say that.
And you could say, you know, Hitman Holler was Verb's little brother in a sense. I think the battle for me that really, really made me open my eyes to this dude. Because let's be real, he battled Rich Dollars. Was his first battle on URL, was that Big T or Austin or Cortez? I've got a brain. I have so many battles, I can't remember right now.
I want to say it was Big T.
Big T, right? I think it's Big T. Liked
Big
him against
T,
Big
and
T.
Then, and Big T and then Cortez and then Arsenal, I want to say.
Yeah, okay. So the Cortez battle. I really think the Cortez battle, yeah, that's a classic. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. See,
nah, I don't
people
care.
People try to
bash
here.
Classic.
That is classic. Top 10 of all time?
Shit, man.
Well, top 15,
I mean,
that's still not bad.
Man, it could be top 5 for me, bro. I can't even lie.
A great back and
top
forth.
Top 5 URL?
Yeah.
And top 10 all time, I would say yes. I would say top 10 all time.
Top 10 all time? Okay, I'm cool with that. Then Arsenal. You know him and Arsenal had the rivalry and shit. I mean, for this brother to come to New York City, and let's be real, you're in front of a bunch of East Coast cats. You talk with a different type of slang. You feel me? How you enunciate words is different than how these niggas enunciate words. And still to grab that audience and still have them feel you, my nigga, when you spitting your shit. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I think his goal with his stamp in battle rap might have been that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Only battle of Hitman Holler that I could say that was very disappointing was him and against Holler the Don at Summer Madness 1. You feel me?
Yeah.
Him and A-Verb, you'll never, ever, ever, remember I said this, you'll never, ever see a battle like him and Verb with two niggas or homeboys, and they had a little friction and decided to go in the ring and settle differences. We'll never see a battle like Verb and Hitman. That's a fucking classic.
I agree.
Let's be fucking clear. You feel me? I also think he had the second best battle on Summer Madness 2 after Lux and Calico. Him and John was a dope ass battle and shit. Hitman Holler's done a lot for this battle rap culture, man. You feel me? You got him wilding out now. You know, he does his music. I like the song he had, Mark. I thought that was a hot song. I salute Hitman Holler, man. I think he's done a lot for the battle rap culture. He's a legend.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's definitely a legend. Definitely a Hall of Famer. You feel me?
He's definitely a legend. Definitely a Hall of Famer. I'm going to say, regarding that Summer Madness 2 battle, I'm going to say I think Hitman and John was a better battle than Calico and Lux back and forth wise. Let's be honest about it here. People kind of get sucked into how good Lux's shit was. But let's not forget, the dude choked. Like, Lux choked that first round. I'm going to say that. I think he choked. Straight up.
But let me ask you a question. Now, here's the thing. I see where you're going with that. I'm going to disagree a little bit because of Lux. Because the return of Lux, the shit he pulled off for three rounds was fucking. He choked in the first round there, and still managed to grab the hearts and souls of everybody. That, and you said it numerous times, that battle changed battle rap. You said that numerous times throughout the years on PSA yourself. But I understand you saying the back and forth. Him and John John back and forth is phenomenal. You know what I mean? Hitman not battling Timbo. Do you think we're gonna see him in 2017? You think Emmett Schubert vote out?
It has to. What else, I mean, are you going to do? I think this battle has to go down. Has to.
Mm.
I don't want to hear that, you know, oh, it's too late. These guys don't need to do it.
Right.
Has to go down. Has to go down.
Mm.
I agree. Do you think it will?
It has to go down. What's the one thing, well, I'll say it right now, the one thing I think that might have left people with a bad taste in their mouth, pause, with Hitman Holla, is, here goes the pros and the cons. I think the situation was Smack.
No pun intended, by the way, pros
and
cons.
No pun intended. Holla and Con, when he caught, when he got mad that his video, that battle didn't drop before they dropped the Arsenal Ava battle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of times Holla should have stayed off social media and not put a lot of things on social media. You know what I mean? That's the only black cloud I think over Hitman Holla. That he tends to get emotional sometimes. And when you get emotional, you know, shit can go real left. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta ask you this. I'm not gonna let you get off this Summer Madness 2 thing that easy, my G. What battle have you watched more? Not round.
Right.
What battle have you watched
more? I got to keep it real. I watched Lux and Calico.
You watched Lux and Cal more?
Yeah. Yo, Calico was spitting some shit in that first round, my G. In the second round, too, he was spitting until he got into the proctor line. Fucked that up. I did like the beginning of his third round, how he addressed Smack and talking about what he would not, you know, what Smack would have done, not have, you know, if it wasn't for Landslide, if it wasn't for the, you know, I didn't like that angle and shit. You know what I mean? But don't get me wrong, you're talking about the remix. Yeah, man, Holla, his first round against John is fucking crazy, my guy. Like, bananas. Like, I can't emphasize how much that is. So you're saying you watch Hitman Holla and John more than Lux and Calico, Timbo?
Yes. As a battle, no question. No question. Lux, here's what I'm saying about Lux and Cal. Lux's third round changed battle rap forever. Forever.
Right.
Lux's third round.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure about the rest of the battle, though. Like, he was good, but that third round was just so iconic. To me, the better battle is Hitman
and
John. Crazy.
And John did his thing,
you
too.
You gave me the shot, and I'm taking it.
Close range.
Man.
Yeah, that was a dope back and forth. That was a great back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't front. It was dope back and forth. I got it in second battle. That's not bad to have it, you know, a second battle tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Hitman Holla has done a lot. Legend,
okay.
My nigga. I can't even emphasize how much more
first
he's
ballot.
A legend and shit.
First ballot.
First ballot. Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I'm saying? Who's left for him to battle, my nigga? Besides Suge, I got Tay-Rock. Him and Tay-Rock need to go down. I low-key always wanted to see him and Shine battle. And I've also wanted to see him in Clean Paper battle. Now, it's funny I'm saying Clean Paper, Shine, and Hitman, because all three of those guys depend on what, Timbo? Performance. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I low-key want to see Hitman battle those dudes and shit. You know what I mean?
If you were to put Hitman against a new guy, who would it be?
I wouldn't mind seeing him in Rum Nitty battle.
I wouldn't mind seeing
him in Rum Nitty battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think him and Briz will be a little interesting.
What about him and Top?
And then Top, that low-key might be all right. That low-key might be all right, though. You know what I mean? That low-key might be all right.
You know what I really want to see? I want to see it redone. I want to see Hitman versus Calico go down on URL.
URL, then it did on Snoop shit?
Then it did on Snoop shit. You know, because I think their performances, you know, I think that would be fire. Those two going down.
For a redo for me would be Hitman and Hollow. I wouldn't mind seeing a redo of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Hitman and Calico, I can understand you saying that also.
Yeah. I think Hitman and Cal. Anybody out west? I mean, I know he's URL, but anybody like Hitman in the past, Hitman and...
Hitman and Diz?
Hitman and Diz might not be bad.
That might not be bad, bro.
That one might not be bad.
I wouldn't mind seeing Hitman back on King of the Dot, even though I didn't like this battle with Shoddy Horror too much. I wouldn't mind seeing Hitman on King of the Dot.
Like Hitman versus Pat, Hitman Sharon.
Hitman versus Pat Stay will be interesting. Hitman and Pat Stay would be better than Hitman and Disaster, I think. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
What about like a Hitman versus Sirius Jones on King of the Dot? Nothing like that? None of that?
I think Sirius Jones is too far heavy, man.
You think so? Solomon is pretty far heavy.
Yeah. I say Hitman. Here's the thing about bar heavy, too. People say Hitman doesn't have bars. But I say to that is, well, a lot of times when he's battling niggas, how come niggas are always taking his shit and using that against him? All the time.
Yeah.
They use his line and use it against him.
I agree.
In a lot of battles. John did it. Verb did it, like, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's true. All right. From this whole Midwest movement, where does Calico rank to you? You know what? Fuck the Midwest movement. Battle rapper, period. Where does he rank to you?
Who, Cal?
No, Hitman.
Oh, was he batting? Oof. Well, he's in my personal top five.
Of all time.
Well, you're talking about you mean the Midwest movement?
No. Of all time, period.
Wow. Here's the question, man. Do you put Hitman over Verb? Because I don't think a lot of people are going to put Hitman over Verb. When we did a show a couple of years ago and we did Mount Rushmore, a lot of people saying Disaster, a lot of people saying Lux, a lot of people saying Verb, Arsenal. Like, Hitman's name was
Mook.
Not really mentioned. Yeah. Mook, obviously, you know, Hollow. Mm-hmm. But Hitman's name wasn't really mentioned in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who do you rank? I put Verb over Hitman for one reason, because to me he was the leader of the Midwest movement. And
but
the general consensus,
battle wise,
the top five, top ten. You mean?
Yeah,
I got
him
as like. Like I said, he's in my personal top five for what that worth. You know what I'm saying? I just think he's done a lot for the culture. You know what I'm saying? One of the best live performers ever. The energy he brings to battle rap is dope. You know what I'm saying? Classic battles with Cortez, Arsenal, you know what I'm saying? Verb, you know? To battle all the time, out of you know, even though his battle against Goods, Hitman, you didn't really, you know, that was the birth of Earl, my nigga, but you know what I'm saying? Minus that, we battled Math 5-for-2, I think, in St. Louis, too.
Yeah.
We battled Math. No one really talked about that battle. Is that battle even on YouTube? I don't even know. But,
God, I don't think so.
Hitman's that dude, though, my nigga. He's that dude.
Hitman is that dude, yeah. He's up there. Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer and someone who definitely changed battle rap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely changed battle rap. So shout out to Hitman for sure.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to that dude, Hitman Midwest. Heavy. I had the guest come on pretty soon. Calls up here.
Let me see what's going on. 1 second here. Come on, while we waiting for the next caller, while we're waiting for him to call up, I just hit him right now. What's your take on all this stuff going on with Sue Surf? Do you feel fans are, because there's a large percentage of people who's thinks T-Top is going to win, but then you got the small percentage of people like yourself, like the Jay Black that I'm speaking to, and a couple other fans who think Sue Surf is really going to show out. Do you think Surf needs this win? I think he needs this win. Like, I don't even think he can make this debatable, Timbo. Not saying his legacy solidified, but I really think he needs this clear win, my G. Whether it's 2-1 or 3-0, he needs a W.
I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you were to ask Surf, he would laugh at that question, and you know it. You'd be like, fuck no, I don't need this win. You know what I'm saying?
But would that laugh right now, would that laugh be just shits and giggles, but behind closed doors he knows that shit is real?
I mean, he might just laugh it off, but I feel like he knows he would need this. You know, not for legacy purposes, but because I feel like he knows himself that it's been underwhelming. You know, and he's upset about what happened against Rex and shit like that. I think it just puts more of that fire under the belly, in my opinion. I feel like he's going to turn out. I mean, people go hard on Sir. You know, do you think it's fair?
Yeah.
I mean, do I think it's fair? It's fair for them to have their opinion, but
right.
I feel like you should have a platform to let the man speak. Which we give him, let the man speak. If you're going to have a conversation and have your opinions about him, I think you should say it to him, you know? But I feel like anybody can say their opinion. We've been critical of people when they've had shitty battles, straight up.
Right.
It's not personal, but I feel like when people critique things now, they come off as personal. That's the difference, I think, between what we do is, you know, it's battle rap, man. I'm not blaming you as a person. I'm not critiquing you as a man. Like, nah, come on, it's just battle rap, yo. I don't know what you do in your personal life or whatever. You know, but I think people tend to go there. But for real, I think people tend to go there and make it so serious and, like, crazy, you know. But back to battle rap, I feel like, yes, he does. This is important for him currently to have. Has no stake on his legacy, I don't think. He's a legend, straight up and down. But I think right now, yes, I feel like this is important for him to win.
Would I be wrong by saying that? I don't even know if I should be using this word pressure. But do you think he has the most pressure on Born Legacy? Because
no.
I think he's Tupac, Timbo. I think it's a Tupac syndrome. All eyes on me. I think when Surf hits that stage, niggas are going to be cleaning the wax out their motherfucking ears to hear where this man got to spit for 3 rounds, Timbo. They're not trying to hit Jersey. They're trying to hit 3 rounds of Surf rhyming. I think he has the most pressure. Who has more pressure than Sue Surf on his card? I don't think there's any other battle rapper on this card that has the most pressure because all eyes on him.
I mean, I feel like you're right. Comes to now, I feel like he does have the most pressure. This battle and how it pertains to him right now based on how he's done the last couple, I feel like it does have, you know, that he does have the most pressure coming in. Once again, though, I just don't think for his legacy. But yes, coming into this battle, if we're saying, are all the eyes going to be on him? No question. No question. Everyone's going to be wondering what Sue's doing. What's everyone doing? No question. No. How did Surf do against Top? What was it? People are going to ask that. That's going to be like the number one topic. So, yes, more eyes are going to be on him because of how the past ones have gone.
Do you think, in a sense, in a crazy way, this is good for Surf to have this pressure because it's going to force him to go in the chamber and get crazy on T-Top because he knows, you know, he has issues with bloggers, he has issues with people, with the fans coming in sideways and shit. You know what I'm saying? Do you think this is good for him, in a sense?
I think it's good anytime has a vet has more reason to have that fire lit under him. No question. I think it's good. I think the only shitty part is how it had to happen with these past couple of battles, but I don't see it as a bad thing. You know, it's not like I think Surf is in a crack under the pressure. I mean, Surf's battled some greats and legends and
That's facts.
So, yeah, it's not like Surf is going to be scared or crack under the pressure. Nah, it's just going to give him some extra ammo, a little bit of extra oomph to get out there, you know, and write and concentrate more. But as far as pressure, nah. I mean, this dude's a veteran in this shit. He knows how to get it done. So, but I think it's going to be dope. I think he's going to go in there. I personally have him winning 2-1 in this battle. But like you said, man, the eyes are going to be on him.
Do you think that T-Top, because he probably has more material to use against Surf than maybe Surf will have to use against T-Top, do you think that's more of an advantage for Top, being that he has more material that he can write because of the recent events and everything that's been going on, the fans been talking, you know, recently heard Surf on with Queens Flip, going back
but
and
let
forth
me ask
and...
You this.
And you know what I mean?
Let me ask you this. Is that what you want to hear from Top, though? Or do you want that street shit from Top? He's going up against a street dude. Do you want
I want a balance. Him? I want a balance from T-Top.
You want a balance?
Listen, Timbo. Surf told me and you that when we had T-Top up there, he said, show your mother in 39 ways. Like, when he said shit like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's... I already see where you're going to go with that. There's going to be a lot of pain rapping in this battle. I'm expecting that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what's another thing that I've caught my attention also, if you go back to the PSA shows, when we asked Surf, he plain straight up and down said that the person he's looking forward the most in getting the ring was, it wasn't Rex, it wasn't Suge, it was T-Top.
And he wouldn't say that, Dre, and build it if he didn't feel that way. So I feel like he knows that he put the spotlight on this battle. He knows, like, all right, I said this, you know. So people are going to be watching this closely. I think, like you said, he might be trying to light the fire under himself, too. You know, he might be saying this stuff just to get himself hyped, to get himself ready. Like, yo, I'm going to come in and kill this shit. So it could be. It could be. I think it'll be a dope one. But like I said, Surf 2-1, man. Fight me on it. Let's go.
That's what it is, man.
Surf 2-1.
Timbo, man, take us home, man. I don't know what's going on,
man.
It is what it is.
All right, let's get out of here, man. Shout out to my bro Dre, PSA motherfucking radio. We here a couple of segments down. I hope you guys like this shit. Shout out my bro Dre for this crazy idea, too. Kind of talking about the careers of these artists. A lot more to come. If you have any suggestions, put them in the comment box for sure. And you already know, man, PSA motherfucking radio. The segment boys, we out. My bro Dre, take us out.
It's your boy, T-Letter, man. You already know, man. PSA radio, PSA podcast. Shout out my bro, Timo. You already?
Yes, sir. We out.